is right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She evolves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic.
A good Tuesday morning to you. It's 8:11. We're looking at 45 degrees and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in those listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download the app and take us on the go on all of your mobile devices. When you're surfing the World Wide Web, swing by WRHI.com and you can listen to our show on that platform. And on the TV side, you can watch us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as all of your major social media channels. Simply search for the CN2 and WRHI logos, icons, pages, whatever you want to call
all them. All over the place.
Just see them, like them, and you can get all the information right there at your fingertips. Well, a lady who spends a lot of time working her fingertips on the keyboard, it is Gretchen Kaler. She is with the city of TKK. She is the social media and information specialist. And good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Gretchen lets us know what's happening in the city of TKK. We know it as the city or peninsula. We know it as the peninsula city. Y'all are growing by leaps and bounds. You're going to have to find a way to build on top of the lake right there.
Yeah, build upwards, not outwards.
There's a way.
Take that up with planning. There you go.
You tell them the next time you speak to them, say, hey, the folks on Palmetto Mornings would like us to start building on top of Lake Wylie. Mm-hmm. Sure, we can bypass all codes and regulations, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to worry with zoning issues, I don't think.
Depends on what area of the peninsula.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you want to stay connected to what's going on in TKK and you live in TKK, once again, Gretchen, you all are making it easy. So how can folks get more information about what's going on in their backyard?
What they can do now, we have a super exciting addition to our communication strategy, is our TKK City and Police Department apps. We implemented these. This came forward to us from Chief Crosby, so I have to give him props for bringing this idea forward. These apps will allow us to quickly and efficiently connect with our residents. You won't have to wait on fighting an algorithm on Facebook of maybe I missed this post, I missed this event, I didn't get this, you know, in enough time, I missed the survey deadline. You will get it immediately. And he mentioned a few months ago at council, like, you don't miss a text message, which is true. For most of us, we don't miss one. I have some that stay unread for like 4 days.
But it's there. It's in your phone.
You'll get the notification. So like yesterday, there was a gas leak with a road closure. It immediately went out to residents. Within an hour, it was fixed. And that road opening went back out to residents through the PD app. I think the most excited for this project in the city. The city one's got a calendar, a link to MuniCode, frequently asked questions. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that is another way to house that information that's on our website. Most of the things, like if you have to fill out any of the forms or anything, will take you back to the website or incognito forms, wherever it's, you know, housed. But it's awesome to just have all that at your fingertips and to be able to send those notifications where you're not missing a beat. Mm-hmm. Or it's kind of like our newsflash system that we have on our website. There's blog postings and things to that realm where it's we're getting events or things out to our residents, but I'm super excited. So far, so good.
I love that it's innovative and it's that one-stop shop for folks. I mean, it depends what you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people find more comfort in an app. I don't know what it is about apps. They're easier to navigate sometimes than websites, but I will say for folks that do go to your website, because we know you run it, it is fantastic. And it's very easy to find what you need.
Right. That's our thing, is we want to help you find what you're looking for in three clicks. Mm. So some of it is kind of like if you go to Parks and Rec, it'll get you to community events and things like that. We're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Well, in a time where we live, where we're bombarded with all kind of messaging, mm-hmm. and to your point, it's just the luck of the draw sometimes of when you're on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. or if it shows up on your feed, and so you might overlook something or it might not grab your attention.
Right.
If it's an app and it's pushed out, the chances are you seeing it right then and there. is probably higher because not everyone can have time to scroll on Facebook or X or all the other social media platforms. So it's nice that you've kind of gathered all that and still put it in one device that pushes everything out. So that is kudos to you all. And again, people want more information. Mm-hmm. And that's always been the pushback, right?
Right.
I want transparency in my government, but it's spread out everywhere. It's spread too thin. And it seems like this is kind of condensing it a little bit along those lines. Well, when you're downloading the app and you're learning more about it, you're going to learn more about an upcoming public safety meeting. Mm-hmm. So who's hosting this and what's the goal here, and kind of walk us through?
So this public safety meeting, this is the fourth one we've done so far. They started last year in 2023. This is with the TKK Fire Department and the TKK Police Department. So both chiefs get together. Traditionally, they're in the Glennon Center, but there's something going on tomorrow evening. So that'll be in the training room at the PD on TKK Drive at 6 p.m. These meetings go over quarterly stats. So this will be quarter four for 2023. Any kind of timely safety messages. I know we're getting ready to get into boat safety stuff. So fire might hit on some boater safety things along with PD, kind of both realms of boater safety. If we see an increase of like breaking and entering autos in PD side, they say, remember to lock your doors, take all your valuables inside. It's just another way of a face-to-face meeting where you can see the passion from both chiefs and their job and, you know, their duties to serve and protect the community, and a chance for questions to be presented from public residents. You know, if somebody's got an issue or somebody has a question about whatever operation or whatever's going on, or just day-to-day stuff with public safety, that's just an opportunity to have the conversation.
Let your voice get heard.
Gretchen, what a nice service that is. It seems like for the folks that live in TKK, again, you can just post this information out. People reading it or comprehending it might have questions out loud. Why did the number spike here, or why did they go down here, and why are we spending money on that? Mm-hmm. They'll go over that, it seems like, and you can ask questions right then and there directly from the people who make the decisions.
Correct.
Not from a neighbor who heard it from someone else who saw it on a business post 3 days ago along those lines. So we always say get the information straight from the source, and this seems like a fine opportunity to do so. Gretchen Kaler is with the City of TKK. She's the social media and information specialist. You've got the best damn food festival happening.
We sure do.
In a couple of weeks.
May 18th.
Yes.
It'll be here before we know it.
We like saying that, don't we?
Yeah.
Kudos to the shirt designer, just the logo. Mm-hmm. And folks can be able to buy the shirts.
Absolutely.
There and ahead of time.
Correct.
And what's going on internally with all the different staffs? Members that are working it or teams that are working it?
Oh, so our staff members that are working the Best Damn Food Festival are going to have the Best Damn shirts on, and it's going to say Best Damn Crew on the back. So if you need help from a city staff member, there's going to be an information tent as well as us walking the grounds with our Best Damn Crew shirts on.
I love it. Own it. Roll with it. Uh-huh. They have branded it. Because, again, this is the Best Damn Festival for
Absolutely.
The Damn.
So let's bring our listeners up to speed. If this is the first they're hearing about it, it's going to be on Saturday, May the 18th.
Right.
And obviously, the word is all in the location. I guess the location's in the word, however you want to put it.
Correct. So there's the dam along the Catawba River. So Caroline, I got to give her the props. She was trying to localize that idea, bring something unique to TKK, some kind of food festival, something along those lines. So she came up with the Best Damn Food Festival, and I love it. I am so excited. There's going to be all kinds of food trucks, all kinds of arts and crafts vendors. There's the Kids Zone, similar to Catawba Fest, but more of a focus on food. There'll be dessert tents as well. You can vote for your best, your favorite food vendor and your favorite dessert vendor. We've got music almost all day. It's from 2 to 10. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. If anybody's looking for more information, they can find all that stuff on our website.
And the app now.
And the app, true.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can plug that in like we plug our app.
Yeah. Also in TKK, you're in the middle of your spring pick-me-up.
Yes.
And that just is what's happening like daily. Is that right? What's the difference between this and what you might do on a normal week?
So this is a reduced fee schedule for the week for residents who have brown goods or white goods or leaf collection or things like that. Mm. to be picked up. It's in celebration of Earth Day and Arbor Day and those kind of fun things happening in spring. If anybody's interested or needs more information, they can always find that on our website or reach out to our operations director. Their contact is on all of those graphics and everything.
So again, it's offering free daily curbside pickup for yard debris and small household items, like you mentioned, and a cost reduction for collection items that require a fee. And we're talking about like household furnishings and power equipment, construction materials, because people are cleaning out and they never know what to do with that stuff. And they just leave it on the curb, hoping that someone's going to swing by and pick it up. So this is an opportunity that you can do so and get it off your to-do list ASAP. This is a great update from the city of TKK. And believe it or not, the pool is going to open on May the 4th, Saturday, May the 4th, next Saturday.
Absolutely.
Okay, everyone's jumping with joy.
We're going to be there with our bathing suits on. How about that? All right. Follow along what's going on in TKK on social media and now on the app. And check out these events that are in person. Talk directly to the folks who make the decisions in the Peninsula City. Gretchen, appreciate the update. Thanks, friend.
Absolutely.